my cousin Suki.
She's good.
You sure and tell her I said hey. There's no place for me in that world anymore.
I got me a drug dealer.
Guess he turned out to be completely unworthy of our trust.
My dear, you will kill him.
No! I'm very close to getting something I've wanted since I was still human. Do not get in my way.
What are you?
I can hear people's thoughts.
And what on earth makes that lie come out of your hands?
I don't know.
What have you done yourself?
I finally got free of you.
Well, she's all done with you, her love. She went and found herself a real wolf. I want you to accept my proposal of marriage.
I've turned you down countless times.
You framed me, so I renounce all allegiance to you.
So,
yes or no?
God damn it.
Oh, splendid.
Come on, let's just have a little taste.
Suck whatever's there.
My back's shot from all the years I spent in the ring, and now it's your turn.
Somebody here to see you.
Who the hell are you?
I'd appreciate it if you leave me and my fiancé alone.
Come on, let's get the hell out of here! I am not leaving here without Bill. Just find his way out of here.
I need to know if there's any dog fighting
over in Union Parish towards the north end of Bernice.
I'm looking for Circus Stackhouse.
You got a car?
Yeah.
I love you, Bill Compton, and I am not about to let you go!
This is all your fault.
No wonder Bill was drawn to you. You're delicious.
Fuck you.
I've never tasted anything like you.
What are you?
I'm the bitch that's gonna kill you. Let me go.
Suki. Do it.
What?
Do it.
William. I love you.
You wouldn't know love if it kicked you in the face.
She had to have the key to the manacles.
Is he dead?
No. He's in real bad shape.
But are you sure? Because he looks dead.
He isn't dead. When vampires are dead, this is what they look like.
Jesus Christ.
Ladies, we've got to get out of here. There's wolves all over the place.
I know.
Suki, it's only a matter of time before they come back.
And I know. Please. Help me wrap him up.
What? We ain't got that time.
I'm not leaving here without him.
Let's wrap him up in the tarp.
Shouldn't have.
Vampire burrito? For me?
What do you for?
Here for the fights.
What fights? There ain't no fights here.
No? Well, I was told there's gonna be some dog fighting here, and I was hoping to get in on action.
You was told, huh? By who?
Man didn't give me his name. I told him I had money, told me where I could go to spend it.
Well, you don't strike me as a dog fighting type.
Well, you got me all wrong. Because I love me some high stakes gambling. And dogfight's the ultimate sport for me. And once you've done it, you realize cards are for pussies.
Well, like I already told you, ain't no fights here.
Look, I got money to burn. I'll give you some.
Don't you even think about it. You a cop?
No, I swear.
Show me your gun. If you are a cop, you sure shit ain't carrying a cop's gun.
I told you I ain't a cop.
Turn your shit around and go, asshole. But do it, and I will let you live.
All right. Easy.
Debbie, just let everybody else go. Take the vamp with him. You and me, we can talk.
Fuck you! I'm the one with the fucking gun. Ain't no one going nowhere.
Sweetheart.
I ain't your sweetheart no more. Now give me a minute to think.
Oh, God, you don't want to do this. Calm down, Debbie. Pull it together. Fuck, I can't. I need some more vein. Maybe this vamp on the floor still has some blood left in.
Don't even think about it, bitch! Oh, you sure picked a dumbass time to call me bitch, bitch.
Yes, look, don't do
Trippy, that. I got this.
You ain't got shit!
Yes, I do. There ain't no way you're pulling that trigger.
Sing you.
You're my parents. You're my
parents. Just be talking.
Who you are.
Who they can pay back is with their lives. Now, see, I've been listening in, and she ain't exactly misrepresenting herself.
Okay, freak. Your mind reading shit's getting real fucking old.
Debbie, look at me. Look at me.
You loved me once. I know you did.
I'd have given up everything for you. You wouldn't even give me a baby.
Sorry.
No, you're sorry.
Whatever happened to, I don't want to bring another one our kind of the world. You're still fucking late for you to be sorry.
It's never too late. You want to talk about it? We can talk about it.
Back off!
Listen to me, Sook. I'm going to take her out with Shane. Look. Don't.
There ain't no going back. This is who I am now.
No, baby. It's just a scar. We all got scars.
There's something from her neck, and I'm not going to die here.
In the gun.
That was your last step. You ain't getting another.
Debbie.
I don't care what you do, sir. Just distract her for me.
Fuck you, bitch. I'll kill you. Go ahead and try. Get off of me.
What the hell is going on in here?
Fuck. Oh my God! Oh my fucking God!
Sorry, Debbie. You didn't leave me any choice.
You had a choice. You picked a fucking bang banger over one of your own.
Go on. Get him in the van. I'll be right out.
Dara, keep the ends wrapped up tight. So what's it gonna be? Sweetheart, you gonna kill me too? You fucking better. Because if you don't, I'll sniff you out. I will. I will come after you. And I will hunt you down.
I believe you.
Making me strong. Plus the fucking binder's lost a lot of weight and blood. Is the V making you insensitive? It's where I look at you.
He left me for dead.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right.
Come on.
Close the door. I'm running the back with Bill.
Suck. You ain't gonna make it. Don't do this to yourself.
Close the door!
Let's go. We got company.
Oh, shit.
You need a faster van.
Did you just?
Yeah.
You all right? That's funny. Never really thought I was smart enough to get depressed, but here I am.
Is this still about Crystal?
Just got all these questions spinning around in my head. I don't know what to do with
them. Like?
Like, why is it that I barely know her, but I already love her? And who the fuck is that dick she's living with? And why would someone like her put up with that shit? And also, do you think she's named after the champagne? Because I'm thinking she was.
Jay, she's from Hot Shot.
Yeah.
She's probably named after that drug that keeps the whole town afloat.
No way.
I bet you 100 to 1 her middle name's Meth.
You're a Christian, Hoyt. Ain't cool to judge.
I know. I'm sorry. But I'm just trying to snap you out of it. That's all.
And, appreciate it. But it ain't gonna work.
Hey, you remember that dealer that you took down last week at the bus?
I just told you, it ain't gonna work. Reminding me of last week's glory ain't gonna change the fact that this week ain't done shit for me yet.
You think they still got him down at the jail?
I think so, yeah.
Well, why don't you go down there and talk to him? He's probably the best shot you got at getting answers about Crystal, and he's just sitting down there at the jail, locked up, waiting for you.
It's genius, is what that is. Oh, Bubba. I knew you and me being roommates wasn't gonna suck forever.
May I come in?
Summer.
I'm just kidding. I'm not a vampire like your last girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Graham's recipe, still warm from the oven, butter churned by hand, and homemade strawberry preserves I picked myself from the church house garden. This place could use some sprucing up, huh? What?
Oh, no, not that. I just wasn't expecting you, that's all.
I know, and maybe I should have called first, but what, Fortenberry? I had the most amazing time with you the other night. And then yesterday, I sat by the phone waiting for you to call, and you didn't.
Yeah, I got off of work late, and I should have.
I woke up this morning, it hit me. Summer, I said, why play games? And then I decided that I was going to declare my feelings for you and let the chips fall where they may. And if you don't feel the same way about me, well, then that will be your loss. So, here it goes. I like you, Hoyt. I want to be your girlfriend. And I really want you to taste my biscuits.
Those biscuits?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mama. Yeah, you Summer?
You told your roommate about me?
Summer, these are... Wait, I'm telling you. This one here, she's going to make great-grandmama one day. She's a keeper.
Thanks to your vote.
Oh, you earned it.
You eat all spruce. Padley.
Your Majesty. I wish you didn't have to see me like this.
The reason your human is trembling is because I've already let her in on my plan.
Which is?
Which is to sink my fangs into her and drink. Until you tell me what it is about Suki Stackhouse that has so obviously piqued your interest.
Suki Stackhouse, I have no interest in her.
And if I drink too much? Well, so be it.
Fine. So be it.
Really? You've kept this one around a long time. Must be some reason for that.
Why do you care about Suki?
Because you do. And because my king does.
Your king? Russell Edrington is the most duplicitous vampire in the Americas, maybe the world. You honestly think you can trust him?
Like I can trust you? The only vampire a vampire can trust is the vampire he made. Give her 3 stars. What do you know about Suki Stackhouse?
Nothing. Stop. I'll tell you,
Hadley. Don't.
The queen's confided in you?
Some. But also. He's my. My cousin.
Hadley.
Hadley.
Tell me. Well, I certainly wasn't expecting that.
Hey, looks like we got a runner. He belonged in the office.
Ain't mine. Look at the size of the balls on that son of a bitch.
We can't have dogs running around on the loose.
Hey, you! That's right, you little fucker!
Who the hell let you out? Huh?
Look at you. Sitting all nice and pretty for me. Tell you what.
You ain't gonna stand a chance in the rain. No, you're not.
Bill? Bill! Give me some kind of sign. If you're still with me. If you make it through this, you owe me.
Come in, baby. Drink. Please. Oh, thank you. Oh, God, oh, thank you so much. Easy. Oh, my God.
You need to try and relax.
Relax? I ain't even breathed for a week.
And try to. Take a breath. You need it.
You're a son of a bitch you put me in here.
I'm a cop.
That's not what I hear.
I'm almost a cop.
I'm here to interrogate you. Do I look like a rat to you?
Ain't nobody asking nobody to rat nobody out.
I just... Could you stop pacing like that?
No!
Look, man, all I want to know about is Crystal. My cousin?
She's your cousin?
Then you must know who that asshole she's living with is.
That asshole is my... Oh, you're smart. Well, I ain't saying another word.
Listen, Peter, I don't know Crystal very well. But the little bit I do know her tells me she is a good person in a bad situation. And I think she deserves better. Don't you? I mean, your family.
I'm gonna tell you what you want to know. You've got to bring me some meth.
I can't do that, man.
I've been in here without it for almost a week, and I cannot fucking take it no more.
What the hell, Stackhouse? You ain't supposed to be back here.
Well, I'm just sweeping, you know?
Yeah? Where's your broom?
That's a good point.
Those squad cars need washing again.
Good morning, boss.
Shit. Jason fucking Stackhouse. What the fuck am I gonna do?
My heart bleeds for you.
Why don't you do what you do best and shut up?
I'll be quick.
Cool. I'm just gonna check on stuff. Hey, Sid. Sook, you all right back there? Shit.
You ain't answering? Hey, it's the light out. You open it.
You think I give a fuck?
What happened?
He's fucking asking me.
You have to get her to a hospital.
Get out!
But I can help!
Get out! Don't you fucking die on me, Sookie. Do not fucking die.
You look mean. You sure do mine good. You're gonna roll right onto your back
and take it like a little girl later on, ain't you?
I'm betting against you.
All right, then. Right on in here, teddy bear.
What the hell?
Lost a lot of blood.
How much blood?
A lot.
Oh, my God.
What about a transfusion?
He tried. Her body rejected it.
Well, maybe you gave her the wrong kind of blood. You checked her first, right? You better not have taken a fucking guess.
Your friend doesn't have a blood type.
What?
Everybody has a blood type.
Exactly. But for whatever reason, we couldn't establish hers. And we are running out of time. So I put in an order for O negative. O negative universal donor. But your friend, I have never seen a reaction like that before. I'm sorry. I'm afraid you're going to have to notify the family.
Tommy, Mama loves you.
Get up, boy.
Get you on the run.
Get him your clothes.
Don't you tell
me. Give him your clothes!
Sorry. Hey, Lafayette. You got a minute?
Last time you came to me all shaky like this, you wanted to buy some V.
Oh, no. I told you. That's just behind me. I just need some myth.
What?
Well, it ain't for me. I swear. It's for this dude we got in lockup. He's got this information I need, but he'll only give it to me if I get him some meth.
Jason, no. I don't deal no fucking meth. And even if I did, I wouldn't sell the shit to you. And you ought to thank me for it.
God damn it, Lafayette, I'm in love.
With the dude in jail?
No. With his cousin. Hello?
It's me.
Tara?
Your father, where's she at?
It's Suki.
About her. Tara, say something. You're starting to freak me out.
We're at the hospital. I'm resting.
Foot's in a coma, Jason. You need to get here.
You need to get here now.
Sook's in the hospital.
Sook's in the fucking hospital.
More male son.
A little better, yeah.
Oh, now you give a shit. I thought Tara had a shitty mother, but you take the fucking cake.
Don't talk to your mother that way.
Don't you fucking talk to me that way. You like making people scared, huh? Think you're good at it? For the life of me, I can't understand the power you got over these people, because I see you for what you are. You're just a scared man in saggy underpants with no discernible life skills whatsoever. Come on, Tommy.
Where are you going?
Take him with me.
I can't.
You can, Tommy. You can be free of them.
He's my son. You can't do this to me.
Yes, I can, and so can he. You know, until I met you, I thought there were lots of the worst people I'd ever met. The two of you Mickens make them look like a couple of Dalai Lamas. You really fucking do.
I'm sorry, Sam. I know we let you down.
I'm sorry. Great. Duly noted. Come on, Tommy. You calling me? Tommy, I can't promise you a perfect life. But I can promise you it'll be better than this one.
Yeah. I'm coming.
All right. Come on, let's do this.
Don't you worry, Lindy. We'll get him back.
I hate you. I hate your fucking guts.
I understand that this is hard, but as the responsible party here, there are certain decisions that you might have to make.
No, I ain't responsible.
But you are the next of kin.
Maybe, but I ain't responsible. I mean, I can't be.
Well, I understand your position, but in the event that your sister...
Please, leave him alone, please.
But I...
Ed, leave him alone. Go home somewhere, go find somebody else's organs to harvest or some shit like that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll smooth it over.
Thank you.
Listen to me, fucker. This shit ain't over.
Just don't make no sense. How can Sookie not have a blood type? You got one?
AB negative. I only know because I'm always cutting myself with power tools and whatnot. But Sook, she ain't never really been sick before. Definitely never stayed in the hospital. Wasn't even born in one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, our mama was always waiting the last minute to do everything. And Sook, she was coming out real fast, so it wasn't any time. Now, Daddy had to deliver her on the dining room table. So Margaret and I cared to. You think it's all this vampire blood she's had that did this to her?
It ain't the blood she drank that did this. It's the piece of shit vampire she drank it from.
You really kicked him out in the sun?
Mm-hmm. And he's nothing but fucking ash now. And good riddance.
Don't you do this to me. I wasn't playing before when I said you're all I got. I fucking need you. So come on back.
And I fucking need you too.
Come on, y'all. Stop cussing at her. We gonna figure this thing out.
Can you?
Do you know me?
Tell me.
Who are you?
I'm Claudine.
Oh dear, your cup is empty. We can't have that, can we? Beautiful. Drink. Oh my God. It's the most amazing thing I've ever tasted. You've had it before. Okay, but where did she come from?
Oh, don't be fooled. That pond is bigger and deeper than you think.
Can we dance?
We can always dance.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew you were going to say that. Come.
I think over again my small adventures. My fears. Those small ones that seem so big. For all the vital things I had to get and reach, and yet there's only one great thing, the only thing, to live to see the great day that dawns and the light that fills the world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's because there's she that into it. And we all is used to lesser religions.
This one out. I guess I don't have the endurance that you all have.
Not to worry. You will. One day.
You promise?
I do. Don't go back. Come with us.
Come with you where?
Our home. It's more beautiful than anything you can imagine.
How do you get there?
A swim.
Come.
Lift it while her mom and dad
are
camping.
Why don't you? I can't.
See, I never learned to swim. Do not fear the water. It wasn't the water that killed them.
What? If it wasn't the water that killed them, then what did?
The dark approaches.
The dark approaches!
How is she?
Motherfucker!
She's dying.
Thanks to you.
I can help.
The fuck you can.
Oh, hell no. He's the one who did this.
Shit. Jason, there is no time. My blood can save her.
Hurry, I will see you all at home.
I've never seen a vampire before.
I promise, you don't want to.
No, it's not like that.
I don't have the time to explain to you why you're wrong.
You have to come with us, Vicky.
It's not safe for you anymore.
Why?
He will steal your light.
What light?
Vicky, no.
I'm not going with you. I don't know you.
Do not let him take it from you. Promise me.
How do I get back from here? Claudine? Claudine!
Do it.
Jason!
Here. It's my call. Do it.
I come bearing gifts because I want you to know how
rotten I feel about the way I've been treating you, I sent one of my minions to Tiffany's to pick up a little something for you.
How do you know I was a Tiffany's girl?
Most women are. And those who aren't just think they're not.
Beautiful.
Miss Sterling Silver.
Excellent. Now match my chain.
Unfortunately, seeing you now, I realize your ears are already pierced. Would you object to my piercing your eyelids?
Not at all.
Very well. Enough!
Eric!
Mr. Northman, it's only enough if Bill Compton is with you, is he?
No, Magister. But the Queen of Louisiana is.
Oh, dear.
I'll confess that you were correct before in suspecting me. But everything I did was at her best.
You realize, of course, you're committing treason. Throwing your queen under the bus as you are.
Oh, but she's no longer my queen. My loyalty is to Mississippi now.
And Mississippi is proud to claim Mr. Northman as one of her own.
Love the place. Love your vibe. We must talk franchising later.
Russell Edgington.
You may call me king.
Is it true what Northman says?
Yes, Magister.
Now I'm afraid I'm going to have to arrest you. By the power that is vested in me, by the authority.
The authority?
By...
Are you serious? Who are the authority? What gave them the authority?
Nothing. No one.
Okay.
They took it, as I am taking it today. I no longer recognize the authority.
You are aware...
She stays on the table!
You are aware that just saying that is a cardinal sin.
I am aware of just what a tough little boat I'm putting you in. Honestly, it is kind of fun.
You know I'm beholden by duty to convey your blasphemy to the
authority. To the authority?
Well, that won't be happening. But enough about you.
In exchange for the money she owes the IRS, Queen Sophie Ann... Mwah. Has kindly accepted my marriage proposal.
I had no choice.
Your Majesty.
Yes, my loyal subject.
Oh, well, we would be delighted if you would officiate the wedding for us.
I am forbidden to conduct any rites of alignment unless specifically authorized.
Unless specifically authorized to do so by the authority. Yes, well, perhaps you have not quite grasped the subtext of our earlier exchange, but there's a new fucking authority in town!
I swear fealty now and always to the one true vampire authority in whose wisdom and justice...
You pathetic fool. You're blindly doing the bidding of others. Just like humans. It's vampires like you who've been holding the rest of us back for centuries.
Thank you.
You can do some math, but you sure can't take it, can you, Magister?
Let's see how this plays out, pal. Can always taunt later.
Can we hurry this along? I'm getting cold feet.
Of course, my little puddin'. This could be so much less painful if you just said the fucking words!
I am bound by duty to uphold the sacred laws of...
Your call.
I hereby pronounce you husband and wife.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks. So happy I could bleed.
Congratulations, Your Majesties.
Yes, congrats.
You realize, of course, the authority will never recognize
its own irrelevancy? Well, that's what you and I differ, Magister. I truly believe they will, and soon.
Andalusia. Iberian Peninsula.
Late in the 9th century, you know.
Ay, que lastima.
Well, whatever.
It's long a time for you to have outgrown your blind allegiance to the authority and their rule of law. There is only one law, the law of nature, the survival of the fittest. And we need to take this world back from humans, not placate them with billboards and PR campaigns while they destroy it. That is not authority. That is abdicating authority.
Your Majesty. Shall we?
We shall. Actually, no. Say hello to the true death.
Hitting the ground, and there ain't no friend when I'm in the ground. When you're hitting the ground.